Welcome to Becoming the 1%. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multiple six-figure entrepreneur and intuitive business mentor. Each week, we'll be exploring timeless business, marketing, and sales principles to help you grow and scale a sustainable business. I will also be sharing in-depth life and mindset lessons to help you step into the best version of yourself. Now, if you're anything like me and you like to keep things simple and fluff-free, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Well, hey there. I hope you're having lovely holiday time, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm over here with my hot chocolate and lots of whipped cream. And I wanted to come here today because I feel like at this time of the year when I'm recording this, a few days before the end of the year, people are thinking about their goals. And I feel like as someone who has been obsessed with goals since I was about 15, and I've made New Year's resolutions every single year, and some years have gone better than others, and I've helped hundreds of clients to do the same in their business and life and so on, I want to share a few things that I genuinely feel like if you're going to make these small shifts, you're really going to see a huge difference in whether you achieve your goals or not. And not only that, but actually how you feel while you're doing that. Because I think there's such a big focus on what you want to do, where you want to get, that sometimes we forget that the whole point of this is actually enjoying the journey. And it's a cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. And here's the thing. As someone who has hit a lot of the goals that she never thought she would in a lifetime, especially from a success point of view, financially, having a family, now being a mom. These are all the things that I had at one point on my bucket list. And what you realize when you hit your goals, especially big goals, is that the moment of hitting a goal is literally a second. It's that moment when you realize you've hit the goal. And then that's it. That's the end of a journey. So in those moments, what you realize and what most people don't tell you is the fact that you don't really feel that ecstatic joy that you think you would. Or if you do feel it, which personally I have almost every time I hit a big goal, that lasts a little bit. But then what matters is the journey that took you there. So for example, let's just say that your goal next year, let's use this example throughout. Your goal is to make 500,000 next year. So you are sitting there hoping to make 500,000 and then maybe you hit it in November. And you have the moment when you look at your account and it's 500K. And then what? That's it. But if you look back, you'd have had 11 months between January and November of working on that. And what matters is how you enjoyed or didn't enjoy it, how you felt throughout the 11 months. And that's what most people don't realize. And this is why I'm such a big proponent of talking about goals and setting goals in a slightly different way, okay? So let me just get straight to how I feel you should be thinking about goals slightly differently. None of these things are going to be things that you haven't heard before, probably. You may or may have not. You may have not. First of all, I want you to make goals. I want you to make big, hairy, audacious goals. The kind of goals that when you think about them and you really dream about them, because you should be dreaming about them, they almost, you know, make you shiver with excitement. They make you just have so many feelings. You almost cannot believe that that could be yours, okay? I want you to do that. I want you to reflect. I want you to journal. I want you to do all the things. And then I want you to stop. I want you to spend majority of your energy away from those goals that you made into the plans to make that happen. That is the biggest shift that you will ever make in terms of hitting your goals. Yes, it's fantastic to have the goal of making 500K. And maybe this year you've made 200K. So you want to more than double your income in your business, all right? That's amazing. But how are you going to make that happen? Because what I don't want for you is that right now, end of the year or beginning of January, whenever you're listening to this, you're making a goal that you are so excited about, but then you're feeling quite lost and overwhelmed around how to make it happen. So spend 10 to 20% of your energy on creating that goal, setting the right intentions, being honest with yourself, all of those things, but then spend 80 to 90% of your time on the actual plan. That is going to make a huge difference to you. Focus on how you're going to make it happen. And if you're making financial goals for your business, don't forget to download my free Badass Sales Planner. This is a planner that has been well loved for about 2 years now. This is the third year that I'm releasing it. And actually, I have made some 2023 upgrades to really get you to be even more intentional. And the beauty of this free planner is that it's not some random PDF that you just, you know, get to write some numbers down in whatever, but it's actually a plan that gets you thinking about every month, every quarter, all sorts of numbers, and really thinking about your offers and your audience and all things. It's a super in-depth planner. So my point is, if you want to hit a certain income goal in your business, go into the show notes and there will be a link so you can download your free Badass Sales Planner. There's an actual planner, like, what's it called? My God, I can't remember. The Google version of an Excel sheet, because I'm old. And actually a training that you can listen to, and I can actually explain to you in depth why you should be using it, how you get to use it, every single part of it, and so on. So go download that if you want to hit an income goal in your business, regardless of when you're listening to this, okay? So number one, make goals, yes, but spend your energy on the planning, how you're going to make it happen. Then number two, I want you to think about the goals that you've set. Again, let's imagine that you've set those goals that we talked about earlier. We want to make 500K, okay? Out of that, what part do you actually have control over? You cannot control who buys from you. And you shouldn't try to control that, because that's a futile energy and effort put into something. However, I want you to think about these goals and think how you can flip them on their head into things that you have control over. Because ultimately, I don't want you giving away your power to a coach, to a launch, to a program, to a client, or anything like that. So taking that example of you want to make 500K, that is an amazing goal and it's ambitious if you are that person that I talked about earlier that wants to more than double your income in 2023. However, what can you do to make that happen? You would have made a plan, like I just talked about that. But from there, what do you have control over? For example, you don't have control over how your content performs, but you do have control over how often you show up. You don't have control over who buys. However, you have control over how many times you promote something. You don't have control over your email open rate, but you have control over doing the analytics for that and looking at the type of stuff that is working, or, you know, up-leveling your skills, or hiring a coach, or hiring a team member, and so on. So think based on your goals and the plans that you've made, what are the things that you have control over? Focus on that and surrender to the other stuff. Because otherwise, you're going to be driving yourself insane. And it's so easy to be in a place of feeling constantly frustrated because you feel like the world, the universe, the people, the algorithm are all unfair. And you really can feel frustrated that things are not working the way you imagine them to, because your expectations are not matched by what is coming out, because you are letting other people take away your power. Whether that is, you know, you have this launch goal of, you know, a six-figure launch and it hasn't happened yet, and you do a launch and you only make 30K, you literally reach 30% of your goal, but you maybe signed 5 people into a course that are all amazing clients. Instead of you celebrating the 5 people that have joined and create more opportunity through abundance, instead you're sitting there and feeling like shit because you've only reached 30% of your goal, but you never had control over how many people joined. However, you have control over other things, such as who you're celebrating in, such as how you view yourself, such as mixing in your, you know, personal worthiness with the numbers that you pulled in, and so on. No one says that you cannot make the rest of the 70K from somewhere else, but you don't have control over that. However, you have control over other things. So my point is, in 2023, and not only, try not to give your power away to anyone else, and try to focus your goals and your intentions and what you spend your energy on, the things that you actually have control over, okay? And then another big thing is, again, through setting up these goals, there's often the theme of having. You want to have this launch, have this team member, have this body, have this money, have whatever. However, I want you to think two things. You either want to be focusing your goals on who you want to be. I want you to imagine yourself in December 2023 or 2024 or whenever, at the end of your goals, right? Because you have a goals in a time frame. Think, who do you want to be by the end of that? And focus your goals on that, because again, only you have control over who you are. Again, you see how all of my little points, they're all coming in together. Because again, it's all about having a holistic view over everything. You know, you are one person. So you want to focus your goals on who you want to be, okay? Rather than always what you want to have. Because having is not going to fulfill you. Who you are, your perspective on things, is what's going to change everything for you. So I want you to focus your goals on who you want to be, okay? But if you're already, you have set your goals, and your goals are to have whatever, to have 500k by the end of this year, this coming year, yeah? Then you have a plan, because you, right, you've listened to me. You have a plan, maybe you've even downloaded a badass sales planner, you've made a little plan. Then for each of those action items or goals or whatever you have in there, ask yourself, who do you need to be in order to achieve that, okay? For example, let me try to think of an example. There you go. I am here recording during the Christmas period. And there was a part of me that said, oh, Claudia, no one's going to listen to this around Christmas. Like, I'm not going to publish another podcast episode. It's fine. I'm just going to skip 1 week. But I told myself that in 2023, I want to be consistent with showing up even when it's not comfortable, it's not easy, I feel like I have nothing to say, and so on. I promised myself that. It's a promise that I made to myself. So even though the action was around being consistent, even though it's a B goal, but it's also a doing goal, because it's, you know, creating stuff. Because for me, one of the big themes in 2023 is not hiding myself anymore. Because in 2022, I've had a tough year personally, and there's an episode about that. I think episode 25 or 26. You can listen to it there. But anyway, my point is, I told myself I am going to be consistent no matter what. And I asked myself, who do I need to be in order to be consistent? And I told myself, I need to be the person that just picks up the microphone and records a podcast episode in 10-15 minutes. I'm not going to overplay plan it. I'm not editing it, because all of my episodes are unedited, and it's something that I really pride myself on, because genuinely, these are downloads from my brain and my heart to you. I genuinely am opening up what's on my mind. I feel like I'm having a conversation with you as a friend. I'm not pretending to be anything that I'm not. So my point is, I knew that I had to be open and I had to not make excuses. I had to be the person that just comes into her office and is like, yeah, it's cool. I'm just going to record the podcast episode, and then I'm going to go back to my partner and my daughter, and we're going to continue having hot chocolate and watching Christmas movies. And that's okay. And it's okay to be both. It's okay to be chilling, and I haven't touched work in days, and I'm very happy with that. But it's okay to also just go and do this thing, because I promised myself by the end of December 2023 that I'm going to look back and that I'm going to be that person that is not hiding anymore and that is consistent, because this is who I am. Do you see what I mean? It's all about thinking, who do you need to be in order to achieve your goals? Because if there's no congruency between the two, it's not going to work. If you want to have 500k by the end of the year, but you are someone who is afraid of charging money for their services, or you are afraid at any point that someone is going to reject you, the two don't work together, and that's why you won't hit your goals. So focusing on who you need to be in order to hit your goals is going to change everything for you. Okay? I really want you to share this if you feel like it'll be useful for anyone else to listen, or to share it with a friend, or to, you know, bookmark it for later and listen to it again, or put it in somewhere in notes. Something that I'm doing for myself is everything that I'm taking in, every audiobook, every good Instagram post, every podcast, every quote that I see, I save it somewhere. Because I cannot hold all that information in my brain. And I want you, if you're feeling inspired right now as you're listening to this episode or anything else, save it somewhere for that moment when you will need it. Because that's why we create these things, right? That's why we create these opportunities in our day of getting inspired, to be able to go back to them again, not just get inspired right now, thinking about your goals, and then an hour from now, feeling lost, because then there's no point, all right? And speaking of, my last point that I want you to be thinking about, and I want you to start implementing somehow, and this is big, and listen, I've spoken to a lot of my clients and my friends in the past month or so, throughout December, thinking about their goals that they've made for 2022. And I am, how do I put this? I've noticed a trend, and that is, what you will already know, this is not going to surprise you, but it's true. And it's really interesting to me that we are going in 2023 still doing this. We all get very enthusiastic in January or in December thinking about our goals. And then we are a month in or 6 months in, and we've basically forgotten about our goals, because we are not the same person that we were in January. We didn't have that fresh energy. We are now almost drowning in, you know, frustration, drowning in busyness, drowning in feeling like we don't have control over something, drowning in whatever, disappointment, etc., etc. All of these things that basically don't allow you to remember your excitement and your vision. And for that reason, I want you to look at your goals every single day. There you go. I've said it. Every single day, I want you to open whatever thing you did to set with your goals. I want you to look at them, if possible, every morning and every evening. Even if it takes you, listen, 5 seconds. You literally glance at it and then you go back into whatever you're doing. Again, I can guarantee it's going to change everything for you. Because that means that even though you're only glancing at it for 5 seconds, your brain and your heart is going to remember, oh yeah, that's what we're doing. That's who we're trying to be. That's what's going to change for us. Okay, we're going to be doing this thing. Oh yes, I said I want to do this. Yes, yes, yes. It'll be so much easier to make the right choice next time you're in a difficult position. For example, with me right now, with recording this podcast episode, instead of being downstairs and drinking hot chocolate with my partner and my daughter, I told myself, I am someone who is consistent. And if I wouldn't have looked at my goals for 2023, even though we haven't even started the year yet, I wouldn't have done this because it would have just been easier to not do it. And for a lot of us, we choose comfort. But I want to challenge you to look at your goals, to face those goals, even though they're uncomfortable, because the whole point of a goal is that you are not there yet. And it can feel uncomfortable to make the step from where you are right now, your comfort zone, to discomfort. But you want to get the next level, that's how you get the next level. So I want you to look at your goals, if possible, every morning, every evening, or at least once a day. And if you don't want to start there, at least once every few days, if not, I don't know, okay, let's say once a week. Every Monday morning, or whenever you do your planning for the week, you look at your goals, you remind yourself of who you want to be, where you want to go, and you remind yourself of the plan that you've made, of the kind of person that you have decided you want to be this year, of the things that you're going to be doing differently. Because through these little reminders and all the small tweaks that I just shared with you, that is going to change not only your business. You're not only going to make the 500K or whatever goal that you have, but you're also going to become the 1%, which is what this episode is all about. Becoming the 1% to me is all about becoming the best version of yourself. You being your highest self. You being the person who does the things that others are not willing to do because you are the bold woman. You are here because you are ready to do things differently. And going into 2023, you can apply these things and actually see your goals become your reality. How freaking incredible would that be? How amazing would it be if you were listening back to this specific podcast episode in December 2023 and you look back at your goals and you're like, yep, tick, did that, became that, achieved that, unlocked that, got over that, etc., etc. You have the power. If you actually apply the things that I just told you, if you apply even half of the things that I told you, I promise you, you are going to be hitting your goals. Just write down the things that you heard right now, or, you know, note them down somewhere, or listen to this podcast episode once a month, whatever you need to do to make it happen. But what I don't want for you is that you take your headphones out right now, you just move on to your next task, you get on with your day, you listen to 5 more podcast episodes that are all just, you know, going in through one ear, out the other, and then not make it happen. Okay? I don't want that for you. I am here for your success. I am here to see you be the best version of yourself, to see you be the happiest version of yourself, the most relaxed woman, to be a badass, to be bold, to be whatever you want to be relaxed, okay? That's what I want for you. And with that, I will leave you here. I hope that you are inspired to be taking some action and to just get one step closer to being the best version of yourself, to have that incredible business, to have that amazing life, to really be able to say, damn, I did it. I am so proud of myself. So with that in mind, thank you so much for listening in today. And I will speak to you next week because I will be here next week. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll chat to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Becoming the 1%. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram stories. I want to reshare you and personally thank you for tuning in. And remember, running a sustainable, highly profitable dream business and living life on your own terms is no longer just a dream. So go out there and make it happen. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.